Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Thursday, the 27th of October, recording at 9:43 p.m. British Summer Time. Still. Okay, first the highlights. It's not pretty. Japan accepted. Most of these stock markets got walloped in here today, particularly in Europe and the, well, North America. And elsewhere, we had a softer US dollar in here today. Precious metals rallied early, then struggled to hold the gains, although more were up than down. Okay, let's go back to this stock market cycle. The deterioration that we're seeing, the technical deterioration in stock market indices grows apace, and it really indicates rising risks generally. I mean, you know how ebullient people were at the beginning of October, as far as the crowd consensus was actually concerned. And we've had too many violations of support, too many downward dynamics, too many sharp breaks of upward trends, and too many bigger pullbacks than we had seen for a good long time in many indices. So I don't like it. Thus, my move to a more aggressive short position in here today. And I will continue to add, but first I'm going to be prudent in this, as I always am, or as well as I normally am, I should say. And that is that, as I can put in the money stops, and I'll probably be doing that with the German DAX shorts tomorrow, and hopefully with the Swiss SMI shorts, then I can add other positions as appears judicious. So again, I do not like this environment in here right now. The risks are high. I have a 6-point roadmap and strategy plan in the comment of the day. Now, that really is important for those who want to know exactly what my view is on these stock markets and exactly how I play it. Well, my full view on stock markets, you hear it unfolding every single day in here. But basically, and I'm not going to review all those points, but I think that my best case scenario, and remember, my best case scenario is not a forecast. I cannot envisage anything better than, say, the liquidity that's been sloshing around in the system that saved markets back in April of this year. That the best case is that that will help to prop up markets. Now, I've used the term schizophrenic in here to describe recent activity in the stock markets. And for instance, we saw in mid-October a couple of very powerful upward dynamics on Wall Street, and then the S&P gets back up to that 1200 level, which I described as important, and it had nudged through it yesterday when Owen was putting together some charts, interesting charts of the day. And of course, it flopped right back and closed on the low of the day. Now, anybody in the United States or watching the United States or investing in the United States, anywhere around the world who knows anything about charts, knows that the S&P got back to the first interesting level of potential resistance and it flopped. Now, with big follow-through in here today. Well, big, let's not exaggerate. It's down over 1% though, as the three main US indices that I'm looking at here on Bloomberg, Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ, with the NASDAQ leading on the downside here. And the NASDAQ 100 index is failing to maintain. Remember, it had actually broken back up above, I think, the September and August and September lows. And it's now falling back, or has fallen back down below those levels. So this is very dicey technical action. And Europe, which had sort of hung in there pretty much, and you could say that some of those indices still are, but today DAX, that's an important one that broke down in here. So has CAC. The Swiss SMI, which, beg your pardon, let me come back to Swiss SMI. The S&P MIB, which had been one of the bigger downside performers at the beginning of the month, that had showed a couple of upward dynamics, but has pretty well reversed that rally. Got hit hard today, down 2.17%. That looks like the biggest decliner, but the DAX is down 1.93%. So this is nasty stuff. The Swiss SMI, I've got a short position there, and I went for that one because it was holding up quite well. It was beginning to look like an anomaly to me. I think it still looks like an anomaly. And shares, big capitalization shares like Novartis, that has had pushed it up recently, but they look overextended and sentiment can turn fast in here. So I'll be hoping for a downward break there as a key short position that I have open. But again, I don't like this environment. So why am I not selling out all my positions that I have in my pension funds and in my in my ISA accounts, those core positions? Well, those are the things that I really like most. And again, I could be wrong on, and I could be overreacting to the bearish signals that I see in here. Certainly, if that best case scenario were to play out, in other words, staying Wall Street steadying, holding the recent floor, rallying through the end of the year and into the new year, then my positions would arguably do quite well. And I would need to scramble out of some of my short positions, hopefully, which I will be able to protect tomorrow so that I could make money on my shorts, or at least not lose much, and also have the benefit of the gains in those investment positions. Which of my investment positions do I think is probably the most vulnerable? It's probably India, JP Morgan Fleming India Trust, because for the sole reason that India did best, and that would leave it a little bit more vulnerable. So that's my strategy: asymmetrical shorts, and I'll play it accordingly. If I couldn't do that, or wasn't willing to do that, or hadn't done that, then I would certainly reduce exposure considerably. Okay. What else to mention here? The bond markets, well, they've been pretty weak recently, and against this decline here today, the US Treasuries could only manage 12-30 seconds in here. That's a pretty feeble rally. Don't like this market. If we get a panicky environment in stock markets, and I expect that, if not this year, I certainly expect it next year at some stage. And before we get to a great buying opportunity, which I also expect to be next year, but the sell-off comes first. Again, if those bonds rally, and I emphasize, I think it would take panicky air in stock markets, then I think those government bonds will be shorts. But I've said all along, they're in a secular bear market. The secular bear market began the day the secular bull market began. That was back in June 2003. Currencies, the US dollar, the Merenaki dollar. Although that may be a bit unfair, but I'll say it anyway. It's the technicals are beginning to deteriorate, and the appointment of Bernanke has increased anxiety a bit, leading to yesterday's downward dynamic. I beg your pardon, 2 days ago we saw that downward dynamic on Tuesday. Dollar index had steadied a little bit yesterday, gave all that up in here today. It looks quite vulnerable to me, and because it looks vulnerable, I'm almost certainly going to open some longs in here. Aussie is a candidate, the New Zealand dollar is a candidate for me, the Canadian dollar is a candidate. Why not the euro, especially as I said that could get one of the best rallies along with the Swiss franc? Well, because I'm only expecting those rallies really because of the short positions that are in those currencies. Now, I don't think the dollar is going to go plunging down. But if it does anything, if it surprises me, I think it'll surprise on the downside, not on the upside. But again, I don't think it's going to go plunging back down. Why not? Well, if we're having a stock market squall, that can often support the dollar because Americans are repatriating capital, selling some of those investments overseas. And Americans have been very major buyers of overseas markets. So that can help to steady the dollar. Then there is the rising interest rate situation. That can continue to steady the dollar a bit. And then there's that repatriation capital of capital by corporations, which are given a tax break if they do so between now and the end of the year. So, well, I do feel that that's probably mostly discounted, as I think the interest rate hikes are mostly discounted. Nevertheless, the flow of funds can still that can still help to cushion the U.S. dollar. So the type of decline that I envisage would be a more orderly ranging decline overall. Now, if that's going to occur sooner rather than later, then we should not see the U.S. dollar index get back above that psychological and lateral resistance 90-90 level. So keep an eye on that point. And again, as I said in the comment of the day, my actual shorts against the dollar, such as they were the shorts against all currencies. Well, let me. I haven't explained that very well. My main currency position is the newly remonetized, in the eyes of investors, precious metals, and that's what I like most. But I will add some straight currency trades in here, and then, but I will definitely be buying resources currencies. Okay, how did those resources do? Most of the base metals were up in here today. Nickel, which has been looking for a bottom, looks cheap and interesting at this level. That was one of the ones on the upside. I think the only one that was actually down was copper, and it wasn't down very much. Copper is still reasonably steady. It's lost a little momentum up near its all-time highs, but that doesn't look like something that's about to collapse. Although I have to say, if the Wall Street sell-off were to become dramatic, then I just think we would see all markets affected. The money would be, people would be taking money out of metals, including precious metals, as we saw earlier in the month. But that would just be reducing risks generally, and I would certainly expect precious metals to be good relative performers in here. And if precious metals do anything dramatic, it's going to be on the upside in my view. Thus my big overweight position in that extremely attractive sector. I am looking for very big gains there, as you know. Again, don't expect it to happen. All happen overnight. I've said that we have entered the second perception stage, psychological perception stage of a bull market for gold, but it's still going to see lots and lots of ranging, not least because there are all those doubters out there. And I don't expect the euphoric period to occur in gold until, well, many years from now, probably the last 5 years of the gold bull market, and that we may need to wait 10 or 15 years for that. Okay, oil. Trading around here above this $60 level in the US, but fell back yesterday. I don't look for any quick run back up to the highs near 70. I don't see any reason why we should see that. We've lost the backwardation. Oil's back in a modest contango. Natural gas, as you know, is the one that interests me. I went back in and reopened my long position below where I'd sold out a couple of days ago, and or was it just yesterday? I can't remember. And it's closed weaker than where I bought it. I may nibble again if that weakens a bit further tomorrow. It's something that I, as you know, I do like to buy when it slips back a bit. And that's pretty much it, folks. So, more drama in the markets, exciting things to write about and to comment on, and thanks for all the feedback that I'm getting from so many of you, including those wonderful and interesting reports. I've got a stack of them that I'll want to try and post in here. I'll certainly get some of them up on the site tomorrow. All the best.